Good evening.
Good evening.
Throughout all of human history, when parents die, when parents pass away, it's usual for the children to receive some kind of inheritance from them. Sometimes it's something very valuable, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's property, great possessions, jewelry, fancy clothes. Sometimes it's simply some family object that's been used in a very practical way. A daughter may inherit her mother's kitchen spoons. In primitive societies, a son may inherit his father's bow and arrow. So this is human custom that parents pass on an inheritance to their children, some kind of material possession. But there is an inheritance that everybody receives, and not because somebody has died. Not because somebody has died or life has ended, but because life continues. And the inheritance that we receive in that way is called our true inheritance. So the quality of our true inheritance is spiritual, not material. Our true inheritance is spiritual, and we can only recognize it when our attitude is spiritual. So when we practice in this way, like we did tonight, when we practice in this way, we can come to recognize who it is that inherits and who it is that gives the inheritance. And through our practice, we also come to recognize how to pass on this inheritance. To practice our way, like we did tonight, means we join with the spiritual limitage of our teachers, of our ancestors, of Buddha. When we join with them, then we receive our true inheritance. And in that way, Buddha's enlightenment is our own enlightenment. And so it is that Zazen practice is how we discover and how we accept and how we use and how we take care and how we continue our true inheritance. So, you know, if you go to an antique store somewhere and You buy something, something that catches your eye at an antique store, a very beautiful and touching object, and you take it home and you display it in your home, it would be misleading to claim to others that what it is that you brought home was a part of your family inheritance, something you purchased in a shop. Misleading to say, this is my family inheritance. And in the same way, if we have made a collection of historical art treasures that have been kept in our family for generations, it would be a mistake to say, this is my true inheritance. These things that my family has passed on to me. It would be misleading to say, this is my true inheritance. If we say such things, or if we think so, we then overlook our true inheritance. We all like to have antiques and old things. They provide us a sense of cultural tradition. They provide us a sense of meaning. They feel like they have some deep value, provide us with a sense of continuity. So we like to have these old things. And we feel touched by something old. And so we say, well, this is valuable, it has a value. And we may even give it a value in an emotional and even an economic sense. You know, like saying, I could get a lot of money for this old thing, this antique, I can get a lot of money. But our true inheritance does not touch us in that way. Because we already have our true inheritance before we start to think. Before we feel touched, and before there is any idea of economic value. So, you know, a material inheritance that we receive may be very large. In terms of property, maybe it's a house that we receive, an inheritance, real estate, jewelry, furniture, money. On the other hand, it may be small. Your grandmother's sewing basket, your grandfather's hand tools. The size is not important. It's how we receive and use our inheritance that is important. But when it comes to our true inheritance, it is neither large nor small. When life doesn't go so good for us, when life doesn't feel so good, we may feel that we have inherited only bad karma. You know, everything happens to me. My inheritance is everything happens to me. But even when things aren't going so well in our life, and even if we don't feel so good, it doesn't make any difference. It's important to recognize our true inheritance, to accept it, to use it, and to pass it on. Karma is not our true inheritance. And karma is only like some kind of unpaid bill or debt that we can take care of. And even though we feel that this karma has been given to us, that we've inherited it from someone else, it would be misunderstanding to say, well, this isn't mine. I don't accept this out of my own free will. It's misunderstanding to say, this karma is not mine. A better way to experience it is to say, I have to take care of it. If we don't take care of our karma, we cannot receive a true inheritance. And we cannot keep our true inheritance to ourselves. Because if we try to do so, it is no longer our true inheritance. And it's just because that we cannot keep it that it is our true inheritance. It's as if you have inherited a very vast family home, and we have to live in it so that we can take care of it, and we can make it possible for others to live in it also. True inheritance exists in each activity that we do. When we carefully brush off our cushion on a Saturday morning, or when we make our bed, we are using our true inheritance. When we drive our car mindfully, we are accepting our true inheritance. And when we listen attentively to whoever is speaking to us, we are using our true inheritance. When we prepare a meal, or wash dishes, or work, or study with a ready mind, then we are continuing this true inheritance. So when our mindful practice exists in each activity, then we are using and accepting and continuing our true inheritance. And if we believe that true inheritance has a particular shape or a particular size, we won't recognize it. But when we are without any idea of shape or form, true inheritance can appear, and its value will be understood. Its depth and its breadth never vary. It has no limit. And its shape varies with each situation. And when we see, when we really see our true inheritance, we know who gives it. To meet this giver face to face means we actually possess true inheritance. But if we think that there is a separate giver and a separate us, we squander our true inheritance. So because Buddha nature exists, true inheritance is there. And because there are people and things in this world, true inheritance is there. Our legacy is endless practice. True inheritance is the ceaseless expression of our true nature. There is no need to assert our ego. No need. When we recognize there is no need to assert our ego, this is our true inheritance. This is our greatest treasure. Does anyone have a question tonight? Carolita.
I have a comment. I was rereading the Eightfold Path, and mindfulness